Welcome to Maple Lawn Montessori, where we nurture the love of learning in every child. You are now listening to our podcast.
It's getting late for work. You pull around your child's daycare center. You release your child from the car seat, take her inside the classroom, you kiss her goodbye, and you're about to leave when you feel a familiar tug at your legs. You look down and your beautiful, tearful child is clinging onto you for dear life. That moment we have all been through. It's as hard for them as it is for us. You have just been made aware of separation anxiety. And that's our topic for today, my dear friends. This little bug called separation anxiety that hits all of us at some point of time or the other. Separation anxiety varies a lot between children. Some babies become very anxious when their mother goes out of sight, whilst some other children show a constant anxiety at separation from their infancy all the way to preschool. One way to look at it is that separation anxiety is a completely normal behavior and in fact is a sign of a beautiful attachment between the child and the parent. Let's check some facts about this phenomena. In infants, separation anxiety develops once the child realizes that the parent is not present. It develops around 4 or 5 months of age and intensifies around 9 months. This can get even worse when the child is hungry or tired or unwell. Amongst toddlers, many might skip separation anxiety in infancy but start showing some challenges around 15 or 18 months of age. Once again, these separations are difficult when the toddlers are tired or hungry or sick, which happens in most of their toddlerhood. Toddlers' behavior around separation anxiety can be loud, tearful, and difficult to stop. Meanwhile, in preschoolers, by the time the kids grow up to 3 years of age, the children generally have an idea about the effect their anxiety has on their parents. The key here is consistency. To ensure that the parents stick to their plans and don't give in and run back into the room after they have left just because they heard their child cry. So, how does one survive separation anxiety? Here are a few quick tips to help with it. Make sure the goodbyes are short and sweet. Lingering for long will not only increase the transition time, but also the anxiety. Like I mentioned before, being consistent is key. Try to do the same drop-off with the same pattern every time. See, children like it when things are predictable. They like routine. Sticking to a routine will allow your child to build trust in you and in her independence. Also, attention is very important. Avoid situations where you have to take a phone call or any other diversions while dropping off your child. Make sure your child is getting your undivided attention, affection, and love at the time of saying goodbye. Keep up your promise. If you say that you're leaving, do just that. Do not return to take another peek at your child just to make sure he's doing okay. There are people to help you with that. If you say that you will return at the end of the day to pick up, then do just that. Talk to your child in a way that he understands you, saying things like, "I'll pick you up after your nap time," or "I'll come see you after your snack time," and things like that. Children understand that, and they set their expectation based on what you say. Basically, keeping up your word will build trust in you and independence in your child. Also, take baby steps. Practice leaving your child at her grandparents for an evening or two. Try organizing playdates and leave your child for an hour or so. So try to seek the help of your friends and family to take care of your child for an hour, maybe an evening, or even a weekend. This can work well for you and for your child, and hence can make separation anxiety less stressful. Once your child grows out of his preschool year, it is rare for him to have a separation anxiety. However, if it still persists, then talk to the pediatrician. All in all, take a deep breath and try not to stress through it. Your child will not be this young always. Enjoy and cherish these moments and these experiences. Happy parenting.